Prayers to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Hail, Holy Queen. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious Advocate, thine eyes of mercy toward us, and after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Amen. Hail Mary, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Mary, help of those in need. Holy Mary, help those in need, give strength to the weak, comfort the sorrowful, pray for God's people, assist the clergy, intercede for religious. Mary, all who seek your help experience your unfailing protection. Amen. Morning consecration to Mary, my Queen, my Mother, I offer myself entirely to thee. And to show my devotion to thee, I offer thee this day, my eyes, my ears, my mouth, my heart, my whole being without reserve. Wherefore, good Mother, as I am thine own, keep me, guard me as thy property and possession. Amen. Prayer to Mary, Our Lady of Walsingham. O Mary, recall the solemn moment when Jesus, your divine Son, dying on the cross, confided us to your maternal care. You are our mother, we desire ever to remain your devout children. Let us therefore feel the effects of your powerful intercession with Jesus Christ. Make your name again glorious in the shrine once renowned throughout England by your visits, favors, and many miracles. Pray, O Holy Mother of God, for the conversion of England, restoration of the sick, consolation for the afflicted, repentance of sinners, peace to the departed. O Blessed Mary, Mother of God, Our Lady of Walsingham, intercede for us. Amen. Prayer to Our Lady of Chesticawa. O Mother of God, Immaculate Mary, to thee do I dedicate my body and soul, all my prayers and deeds, my joys and sufferings, all that I am and all that I have. With a joyful heart I surrender myself to thy love. To thee will I devote my services of my own free will for the salvation of mankind, and for the help of the Holy Church whose mother thou art. From now on my only desire is to do all things with thee, through thee, and for thee. I know I can accomplish nothing by my own strength, whereas thou can do everything that is the will of thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Thou art always victorious. Grant, therefore, O Helper of the faithful, that my family, my parish, and my country might become in truth the kingdom where thou reignest in the glorious presence God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, forever and ever. Amen. Prayer to Our Lady of Fatima. O Most Holy Virgin Mary, Queen of the Most Holy Rosary, you were pleased to appear to the children of Fatima and reveal a glorious message. We implore you, inspire in our hearts a fervent love for the recitation of the Rosary. By meditating on the mysteries of the redemption that are recalled therein, may we obtain the graces and virtues that we ask, through the merits of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Redeemer. Amen. Prayer to Our Lady of Guadalupe. Dear Mother, we love you. We thank you for your promise to help us in our need. We trust in your love that dries our tears and comforts us. Teach us to find our peace in your Son, Jesus, and bless us every day of our lives. Help us to build a shrine in our hearts. Make it as beautiful as the one built for you on the Mount of Tepeyac. A shrine full of trust, hope, and love of Jesus growing stronger each day. Mary, you have chosen to remain with us by giving us your most wonderful and holy self-image on Juan Diego's cloak. May we feel your loving presence as we look upon your face. Like Juan, give us the courage to bring your message of hope to everyone. You are our mother and our inspiration. Hear our prayers and answer us. Amen. Prayer to Our Lady of Lourdes. Blessed, most pure Virgin, you chose to manifest yourself shining with life, sweetness and beauty, in the Grotto of Lourdes. To the child, Saint Bernadette, you revealed yourself, I am the Immaculate Conception. And now, Immaculate Virgin, Mother of Mercy, Healer of the Sick, Comforter of the Afflicted, you know my wants, my troubles, my sufferings. Look upon me with mercy. By your appearance in the Grotto of Lourdes, it became a privileged sanctuary from which you dispense your favors. Many have obtained the cure of their infirmities, both spiritual and physical. I come, therefore, with confidence in your maternal intercession. Obtain for me, O loving Mother, this special request. Our Lady of Lourdes, Mother of Christ, pray for me. Obtain from your Divine Son my special request if it be God's will. Amen. Prayer to Our Lady of Mount Carmel. O most beautiful flower of Mount Carmel, fruitful vine, splendor of heaven, blessed Mother of the Son of God, Immaculate Virgin, assist me in this my necessity. O Star of the Sea, help me and show me herein you are my mother. O Holy Mary, Mother of God, Queen of Heaven and Earth, I humbly beseech you from the bottom of my heart to succor me in this necessity. There are none that can withstand your power. O show me herein you are my mother. O Mary conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. Three times sweet mother, I place this cause in your hands. Three times amen. Prayer to Our Lady of Sorrows. O most holy Virgin, Mother of our Lord Jesus Christ, by the overwhelming grief you experienced when you witnessed the martyrdom, the crucifixion, and the death of your divine Son, look upon me with eyes of compassion and awaken in my heart a tender commiseration for those sufferings, as well as a sincere detestation of my sins, in order that, being disengaged from all undue affections for the passing joys of this earth, I may long for the eternal Jerusalem, and that henceforth all my thoughts and all my actions may be directed toward this one most desirable object. Honor, glory, and love to our divine Lord Jesus, and to the Holy and Immaculate Mother of God. Amen. Regina Coeli Caelio, Queen of Heaven, rejoice. Alleluia. For he whom thou didst merit to bear, Alleluia, hath arisen as he said, Alleluia. Pray for us to God, Alleluia. Rejoice and be glad, O Virgin Mary. Alleluia. For the Lord hath risen indeed. Alleluia. Oremus, let us pray. O God, who, through the resurrection of thy Son our Lord Jesus Christ, didst vouchsafe to fill the world with joy, grant, we beseech thee, that, through his Virgin Mother, Mary, we may lay hold on the joys of everlasting life. Through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Salve Regina, hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy. Hail my life, my sweetness and my hope. To you do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To you do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this vale of tears. Turn, most gracious Advocate, your eyes of mercy toward me, and after this, our exile, show to us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus Christ. Clement, loving, sweet Virgin Mary. Amen. Sub tuum presidem we fly to thy patronage, O Holy Mother of God. Despise not our petitions in our necessities, but deliver us always from all dangers, O glorious and blessed Virgin. Amen. The Angelus is traditionally recited morning 6 a.m., noon and evening 6 p.m. throughout the year except during Paschal time, when the Regina Coeli is recited instead. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Ghost, Hail Mary, etc. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to thy word. Hail Mary, etc. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, etc. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech thee, O Lord, thy grace into our hearts, that we to whom the incarnation of Christ thy Son was made known by the message of an angel, may by his passion and cross be brought to the glory of his resurrection. Through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. The Magnificat Canticle of Mary. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, my spirit finds joy in God my Savior. For he has looked upon his servant in her lowliness. All ages to come shall call me blessed. God who is mighty has done great things for me, holy is his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He has shown might with his arm. He has confused the proud in their inmost thoughts. He has deposed the mighty from their thrones and raised the lowly to high places. The hungry he has given every good thing, while the rich he has sent empty away. He has upheld Israel his servant, ever mindful of his mercy. Even as he promised our fathers, promised Abraham and his descendants forever. Amen. The memory remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help or sought your intercession, was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but, in your mercy, hear and answer me. Amen. The Miraculous Medal. O Virgin Mother of God, Mary Immaculate, we dedicate and consecrate ourselves to you under the title of Our Lady of the Miraculous Medal. May this medal be for each one of us a sure sign of your affection for us and a constant reminder of our duties toward you. Ever while wearing it, may we be blessed by your loving protection and preserved in the grace of your Son. O most powerful Virgin, Mother of our Savior, keep us close to you every moment of our lives. Obtain for us, your children, the grace of a happy death, so that in union with you, we may enjoy the bliss of heaven forever. Amen. Greeting Mary. Hail Mary, hello, how are you? I greet you with love, and I thank you for being available. Deeply, I breathe your roses, the 12 fresh roses you place in my spirit every morning when I say hello to you. Full of grace are you, grace spilling over heaven's boundaries into my world, living water, bread and wine, the unmerited favor of God that you come carrying to me, your arms always full of gifts. The Lord is with thee, Jesus Christ the Messiah is with you, and you teach me how to recognize that the Lord is with me. Blessed art thou among women, glowing with love for Jesus, pure blessedness never tainted but alive with holy beauty. And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, the most blessed of humanity, delivered through you, Virgin Mary. Jesus, the most cursed of humanity, who became a curse for me so that I might be blessed with his resurrection life. Holy Mary, Mother of God, teach me to value motherhood, help me pray for mothers and fathers to love and support each other. Show me how God loves you. pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Pray that I can live each moment consecrated to love, to Christ, that I recognize each now as the moment of salvation so that I die prepared for eternal life. Pray that I can crucify my passions, those passions that make me a sinner, and that I can die to sin on the cross with Jesus as you look on weeping and praying but joyous, knowing that resurrection follows. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Mary's Peace Prayer. Mary, Mother of God, my Mother, Queen of Peace, ask your Son Jesus to give me the gift of peace. Pray for me for peace. Peace in my heart, peace of mind and of soul, peace in my family, peace with all whom I meet, the peace of Jesus. Jesus, my Lord and Savior, my brother, King of Peace, I come to you with Mary, Queen of Peace, to ask you humbly for a new outpouring of the gift of peace. Pour out on me your Holy Spirit of peace. Give me peace, Jesus, peace within myself, peace in my family, peace in my everyday life. Give peace to my nation, and to all nations, peace among all peoples, peace in the world. Jesus, my mediator with the Father, take me to the Father to pray for peace. Father, Father of Jesus, our Father, my Father, I come to you with your Son Jesus. In him and with him and through him I pray for peace. Pray to Our Lady of Good Counsel, Most Glorious Virgin, you were chosen by the Eternal Council to be the Mother of the Eternal Word made flesh. You are the treasurer of divine graces and the advocate of sinners. I, who am your most unworthy servant, have recourse to thee. Graciously be my guide and counselor in this valley of tears. Obtain for me, through the precious blood of your divine Son, the forgiveness of my sins, the salvation of my soul, and the means necessary to obtain it. In like manner, obtain for the Holy Church victory over her enemies and the spread of Jesus' kingdom over the whole earth. Act of reparation to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. O Most Holy Virgin Mother, we listen with grief to the complaints of your Immaculate Heart, surrounded with the thorns placed therein at every moment by the blasphemies and ingratitude of ungrateful humanity. We are moved by the ardent desire of loving you as our Mother and of promoting a true devotion to your Immaculate Heart. We therefore kneel before you to manifest the sorrow we feel for the grievances that people cause you, and to atone by our prayers and sacrifices for the offenses with which they return your love. Obtain for them and for us the pardon of so many sins. Hasten the conversion of sinners that they may love Jesus and cease to offend the Lord, already so much offended. Turn your eyes of mercy toward us, that we may love God with all our heart on earth and enjoy Him forever in heaven. Amen. Prayer to Our Lady in time of trouble. Holy Virgin Mary, you are reigning in glory, with Jesus, your Son. Remember us in our sadness. Look kindly on all who are suffering or fighting against any difficulty. Have pity on those who are separated from someone they love. Have pity on the loneliness of our hearts. Have pity on the weakness of our faith and love. Have pity on those who are weeping, on those who are praying, on those who are fearful. Holy Mother, please obtain for all of us hope and peace with justice. Amen. Prayer to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. O Immaculate Heart of Mary, full of goodness, show your love towards us. Let the flame of your heart, O Mary, descend on all people. We love you immensely. Impress true love in our hearts so that we have a continuous desire for you. O Mary, gentle and humble of heart, remember us when we are in sin. You know that all men sin. Give us, by means of your Immaculate Heart, spiritual health. Let us always see the goodness of your motherly heart, and may we be converted by means of the flame of your heart. Amen. Immaculate Heart of Mary, full of love for God and mankind, and of compassion for sinners, I consecrate myself to you. I entrust to you the salvation of my soul. May my heart be ever united with yours, so that I may hate sin, love God and my neighbor, and reach eternal life with those whom I love. May I experience the kindness of your motherly heart and the power of your intercession with Jesus during my life and at the hour of my death. Amen. Prostrate at thy sacred feet, O august Queen of Heaven, I venerate thee with the most profound respect, and I believe that thou art the daughter of the Eternal Father, the mother of his divine Son, and the spouse of the Holy Ghost. Full of grace and virtues and heavenly gifts, thou art the purest temple of the most holy Trinity, thou art the treasury and dispenser of divine mercy. Thy Immaculate Heart, full of charity, sweetness and tenderness, has given thee the name of Mother of Divine Clemency. Therefore, in my affliction and agony I present myself with confidence before thee, our most loving Mother, and I pray thee to make me experience the love which thou bearest us. Grant me specified the favor if it be the will of God and for the good of my soul. Amen. O Immaculate Heart of Mary, refuge of sinners, I beg of you by the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and by the graces God has granted to you since your Immaculate Conception, the grace of never going astray again. Mother, keep me, a sinner, constantly bathed in the light of your Immaculate Heart. Amen. In the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I trust look to the star, call upon Mary. In danger, in difficulty or in doubt, think of Mary, call upon Mary, keep her name on your lips, never let it pass out of your heart. Following in her footsteps, you will not go astray. Praying to her, you will not fall into despair. Thinking of her, you will not err. While she keeps hold of your hand, you will not fall. You will not grow weary. You will have no fear. Enjoying her protection, you will reach the goal. Saint Bernard Miraculous Medal Prayer. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee, and for those who do not have recourse to thee, especially the enemies of the Church and those recommended to thee. Amen. Prayer to Our Lady of Sorrows. O Most Holy Virgin, Mother of our Lord Jesus Christ, by the overwhelming grief you experienced when you witnessed the martyrdom, the crucifixion, and the death of your divine Son, look upon me with eyes of compassion and awaken in my heart a tender compassion for those suffering, as well as a sincere detestation of my sins, in order that, being disengaged from all undue affections for the passing joys of this earth, I may long for the eternal Jerusalem, and that henceforth all my thoughts and all my actions may be directed toward this one most desirable object. Honor, glory, and love to our divine Lord Jesus, and to the Holy and Immaculate Mother of God. Amen. Most lovable Lady, I love thee, most lovable Lady. By the love which I bear thee, I promise ever to serve thee, and to do as much as I can, that thou be loved by others also. I put all my hopes in thee, all my salvation. Receive me as thy servant and cover me with the mantle of thy protection, thou the Mother of Mercy. Amen. Prayer to Mary for a good mind. A Hanrian, S.J. O Mary, my Mother, I offer you my soul, my mind, and my heart. Make of me God's instrument. Give me a penetrating mind to discover, firm to judge, open to understand, free to serve the truth. An honest mind in telling what it sees rather than what it wants to see. A tolerant mind which does not dictate to other people, but which explains what it sees clearly. a mind infused by the light and the truth of your Son Jesus, patient in faith, while waiting for the vision of eternal life. Amen. Translated and adapted from Fernand Lellet, S.J., Raboni, Consigns et Priors pour Mieux Servir Paris, Casterman, 1958, by Xiao T. Fan, Rider University Catholic Campus Ministry. O Virgin Immaculate, Mother of God and my Mother. O Virgin Immaculate, Mother of God and my Mother, from your sublime heights turn your eyes of pity on me. Filled with confidence in your goodness and knowing full well your power, I beg you to extend to me your assistance in the journey of life, which is so full of dangers for my soul. In order that I may never be a slave of the devil through sin, but may ever live with my heart humble and pure, I entrust myself wholly to you. I consecrate my heart to you forever, my only desire being to love your divine Son, Jesus. Mary, none of your devout servants has ever perished. May I, too, be saved. Amen. Act of reparation to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. O Most Holy Virgin Mother, we listen with grief to the complaints of your Immaculate Heart, surrounded with the thorns placed therein at every moment by the blasphemies and ingratitude of ungrateful humanity. We are moved by the ardent desire of loving you as our Mother and of promoting a true devotion to your Immaculate Heart. We therefore kneel before you to manifest the sorrow we feel for the grievances that people cause you, and to atone by our prayers and sacrifices for the offenses with which they return your love. Obtain for them and for us the pardon of so many sins. Hasten the conversion of sinners that they may love Jesus and cease to offend the Lord, already so much offended. Turn your eyes of mercy toward us, that we may love God with all our heart on earth and enjoy Him forever in heaven. Amen. A prayer to Our Lady in time of trouble. Holy Virgin Mary, you are reigning in glory, with Jesus, your Son. Remember us in our sadness. Look kindly on all who are suffering or fighting against any difficulty. Have pity on those who are separated from someone they love. Have pity on the loneliness of our hearts. Have pity on the weakness of our faith and love. Have pity on those who are weeping, on those who are praying, on those who are fearful. Holy Mother, please obtain for all of us hope and peace with justice. Amen. Prayer to Mary, Consoler of the Afflicted. O Immaculate Mary, dear Mother, Consoler, I take refuge in your most lovable heart with all the trust of which I am capable. You shall be the dearest object of my love and my veneration. From you, the dispenser of heavenly treasures, I shall always seek peace in my troubles, light in my doubts, defense in my dangers, help in my needs. Be therefore my refuge, my strength, my consolation, O Mary Consoler. At the hour of my death, graciously receive the last beats of my heart, and obtain for me a place in that heavenly country, where as one, all hearts shall praise forever the adorable heart of Jesus. With your most lovable heart, O Mary, my Mother, Consoler of the Afflicted, pray for us, who have recourse to you. Amen. Dearest Mother of our Lord, Mother's Day is a time to stop and reflect on all the love our mothers have shown us through our lives. Sweet and blessed Mother, guide our mothers that they too may lead us to your Son, just as you show us. May they imitate your love and devotion. May we in return also be loving, patient, understanding and supportive to our mothers. Bless Mother, we pray for all mothers, our own mums, our aunts, our grandmothers, the living and the departed. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail, Holy Queen, hail, Holy Queen, Mother of mercy, our life, our sweetness and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious advocate, thine eyes of mercy toward us, and after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. Amen. A prayer to Mary for our nuns. O Mary, Queen, Spouse, and Mother of God, we ask you to intercede with God for one of the earth's most valuable and needed resources, our nuns. May their contemplative prayer be a source of power and energy which leads the entire world to better see the face of God. May their service be cheerful, effective, rewarding, and Christ-like, because He has entrusted to their care His sick, His poor, His troubled brothers and sisters, and His children. May their purity and their burning love for Jesus give them unspeakable joy and ignite that same love in our hearts. May their detachment from material things and their attachment to the divine King and His kingdom shower both them and us with eternal riches. May their obedience and fidelity to the Church and to God's will give them strength, courage, peace, and contentment, and be an inspiration for all of us. In short, may they be perfect brides of Christ, and more like you. Amen. Prayer to Our Lady of the Angels. O Virgin of the Angels, who has for centuries established your throne of mercy at the Porciuncula, hear the prayer of your children, who trust in you. From this truly holy place and the habitation of the Lord, so dear to the heart of Saint Francis, you have always invited all men to love. Your tender eyes assure us of a never-failing motherly help and a promise of divine help to all those who humbly have recourse to your throne, or who from afar, turn to you to ask for help. You are, indeed, our sweet Queen and our only hope. O Lady of the Angels, obtain for us, through the intercession of Blessed Francis, pardon for our sins. Help us to keep away from sin and indifference, so that we shall be worthy of calling you our mother forevermore. Bless our homes, our toil and our rest, by giving us that same serenity we experience within the walls of the Porciuncula, where hate, guilt and tears turn into a song of joy like that once was sung by the angels and the seraphic Francis. Help those who are in need and hungry, those who are in danger of body and soul, those who are sad and downhearted, those who are sick and dying. Bless us, your most beloved children, and we pray you, bless also with the same motherly gesture, all those who are innocent, together with those who are guilty. Those who are faithful, together with those who have gone astray. Those who believe, together with those who are in doubt. Bless all humanity, so that all men acknowledging that they are God's children, would find through love, real peace and real good. Amen. Petition to Mary for the suffering souls. O Immaculate Mother, Queen of Heaven, hear the cries of your suffering children in purgatory and intercede for them at the throne of the Almighty. Behold in them, O Mother most faithful, the image of your divine Son who offered himself in their behalf. Recall his bitter passion and death, and see in them his very sufferings. We feel confident, then, O Mother of Mercy, that you will obtain their liberation, so that they, in union with you and the choir of heaven, may contemplate the beatific vision in heaven forever. Amen. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord. And let perpetual light shine upon them. Amen. Prayer to the Holy Family of Nazareth. Mother Mary, bless the mother of our family. Help her to be pure and kind, gentle and self-sacrificing. For the more she resembles you, the better will our family be. Saint Joseph, bless the head of our family. Obtain for him the strength, the wisdom, and the prudence he needs to support and direct those under his care. Lord Jesus, bless the children of our family. Help them to be obedient and devoted to their parents. Holy Family of Nazareth, make our family and home more and more like yours, until we are all one family, happy and at peace in our true home with you in heaven. Amen. Prayer to the Blessed Virgin Mary. 1. My Queen, my Mother, I give myself entirely to Thee, and to show my devotion to Thee, I consecrate to Thee this day, my eyes, my ears, my mouth, my heart, my whole being without reserve. Wherefore, good Mother, as I am Thine own, keep me, guard me, as Thy property and possession. Amen. Prayer to the Blessed Virgin Mary. 2. O Most Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of Gentleness and Mercy, I, an unworthy sinner, fly to you with sentiments of confidence and love. I beg you, who stood close to your most beloved Son as he hung upon the cross, graciously to remain near me, a miserable sinner, and near all priests who throughout the whole church will offer Holy Mass this day. By your gracious favor, help me to offer a sacrifice which is worthy and acceptable in sight of the Most High and Undivided Trinity. Amen. Prayer to the Blessed Virgin Mary. 3. O Most Holy, Most Amiable and Most Glorious Virgin, Mother of God, Mistress and Advocate to whom we are all vowed and consecrated, making it our glory to belong to Thee as children, servants and slaves for time and eternity, behold, with common accord, we throw ourselves at Thy feet to renew our vows of fidelity and servitude to Thee and to pray Thee that as we belong entirely to Thee, Thou wouldst offer, dedicate, consecrate and immolate to the Sacred Heart of our adorable Jesus, ourselves and all that we are, all that we shall do and suffer, without reserving anything for ourselves. We wish to have no other liberty except that of loving Him, no other glory except that of belonging to Him as slaves and victims of His pure love, no other will or power but that of pleasing Him and contenting Him in everything, even at the price of our lives. And since Thou hast all power over the amiable heart of Thy Divine Son, grant, O Most Charitable Mother, that he may receive and accept this consecration which we make today in Thy presence, and through Thy mediation, with the protestations of our fidelity, relying on His grace and Thy help, which we beg Thee not to refuse us. O, our sweet hope, make us feel Thy power over the amiable heart of Jesus, and use Thy influence on our behalf to lodge us there always. Pray Him to exercise His sovereign empire over our souls, making His love reign in our hearts, in order that He may consume us and transform us entirely into Himself. May He be our Father, our Spouse, our Protection, our Treasure, our Delight, our Love and our All in all things. May He destroy and annihilate in us all that is of ourselves and put in place of it all that is of Himself, in order that we may be able to be pleasing to Him. May He be the support of our powerlessness, the strength of our weakness, the joy of all our sadness. O Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary, repair all our failings, supply for all that is wanting to us, burn our hearts in your holy ardors. Consume all our coldness and cowardice in loving and serving you, since we wish to make all our holiness and happiness consist in living and dying in the state of slaves of the adorable heart of Jesus, and servants of His Holy Mother. Amen. Prayer to Our Lady. Remember, O most loving Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, we turn to you, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To you we come, before you we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, do not despise our petitions, but in your mercy hear us and answer us. Amen. Evening prayer to our Blessed Mother. One, O Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of Mercy, pray for me that I may be preserved this night all evil, whether of body or soul. Dear Saint Joseph, all the saints and angels, and especially you, my guardian angel and my chosen patron, watch over me. I commend myself to your protection now and always. Amen. Evening prayer to our Blessed Mother. Tonight is falling, dear Mother, the long day is over, and before thy loved image I'm kneeling once more, to thank thee for keeping me safe through the day, to ask thee this night to keep evil away. Many times have I fallen today, Mother dear. Many graces neglected since last I knelt here. Wilt thou not in pity, my own mother mild, ask Jesus to pardon the sins of thy child? I am going to rest, for the day's work is done, its hours and moments have passed one by one. And the God who will judge me has counted them all. He has numbered each grace, he has counted each fall. In his book they are written against the last day. Zero Mother, ask Jesus to wash them away. For one drop of his blood for which sinners was spilled is sufficient to cleanse the whole world from its guilt. And if ere the dawn I should draw my last breath, if the sleep that I take be the long sleep of death, be near me, dear Mother, for Jesus' dear sake, when my soul on eternity's shore shall awake. Amen. Prayer for mothers. Good and gentle God, we pray in gratitude for our mothers and for all the women of theory who have joined with you in the wonder of bringing forth new life. You who became human through a woman, grant to all mothers the courage they need to face the uncertain future that life with children always brings. Give them the strength to live and to be loved in return, not perfectly, but humanly. Give them the faithful support of husband, family and friends as they care for the physical and the spiritual growth of their children. Give them joy and delight in their children to sustain them through the trials of motherhood. Most of all, give them the wisdom to turn to you for help when they need it most. Amen. Prayer for Our Lady. For healing Mary Immaculate, you have given yourself to us as Our Lady of the Miraculous Medal. You have asked us to pray with confidence, and we will receive great graces. We know your compassion, because you saw your Son suffer and die for us. In your union with his suffering you became the mother of us all. Mary, my mother, teach me to understand my suffering as you do and to endure it in union with the suffering of Jesus. In your motherly love, calm my fears and increase my trust in God's loving care. According to God's plan, obtain for me the healing I need. Intercede with your Son that I may have the strength I need to work for God's glory and the salvation of the world. Amen. Mary, cloth of the sick, pray for me. Exaltation of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, Queen of the Most Holy Rosary. In this tragic hour of the world's history, we entrust and consecrate ourselves to your Immaculate Heart, our only refuge, our hope, our salvation. Have pity on this world, torn by the most terrible conflicts, burning with the fires of hate, victim of its own sins. May your heart be moved at the sight of so much ruin, pain and sorrow. We consecrate to your maternal heart our persons, our families, our country and the whole of humanity. Protect and save us. O Heart of Mary, source of true love, fill our selfish hearts with divine charity and with that true brotherly love without which there can never be peace. Grant that men and nations may understand and fulfill the precept of your divine Son, love one another, in order that true peace may be firmly established in the justice and truth of Christ. Amen. prayer to Our Lady, taught to Saint Gertrude, O most chaste Virgin Mary, I beseech thee by that unspotted purity wherewith thou didst prepare for the Son of God a dwelling of delight in thy virginal womb, that by thine intercession I may be cleansed of every stain of sin. O most humble Virgin Mary, I beseech thee by that most profound humility whereby thou didst merit to be raised high above all the choirs of the angels and the saints, that by thine intercession all my negligence may be expiated. O most loving Virgin Mary, I beseech thee, by that ineffable love which united thee so closely and so inseparably to God, that by thine intercession I may obtain an abundance of all merits. Amen. Prayer for stopping smoking. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. Through the grace of your purity, may this unclean habit cease. From the stench of smoke, the foul taste in my mouth, the stains on my hands and teeth, pray for my release. Hail Mary. From coughing and phlegm, from polluted blood, from heart and lung disease, pray for my release. Hail Mary. From habit and slavery, pray for my release. Hail Mary. From tension, fear, and anxiety, pray for my release. Hail Mary. For health and calm and peace, pray for me. Hail Mary. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that, by Christ redeemed, we choose to live in purity. Amen. A prayer to the Holy Mother. O Blessed Virgin, pray to God for us always, that He may pardon us and give us grace. Pray to God for us always, that He may grant us peace in this life. Pray to God for us always, that He may reward us with paradise at our death. Amen. Prayer to Our Lady of Hope. Zero, Lady of Mental Peace, Mother of Tranquility and Mother of Hope, look upon me in this time of my weakness and unrest. Teach my searching heart to know that God's love for me is unchanging and unchangeable, and that true human love can only begin and grow by touching His love. Let your gentle peace, which this world cannot give, be always with me. And help me to bring this same peace into the lives of others. Our Lady of Mental Peace, pray for us. Amen. Prayers to Jesus and Mary for mercy. Lord Jesus Christ, eternal and merciful God, Creator and Redeemer of all, listen to my prayer. For the love thou doth bear to those who ask forgiveness, look on me with mercy, as once thou didst look on Mary Magdalene, and on Peter who denied thee. Look on me, Lord Jesus Christ, as thou didst look at the thief on his cross and on every sinner whom thou hast ever forgiven. Look on me, merciful Lord, as thou didst look on thy mother, Mary, standing in sorrow beneath thy cross. Let me feel in my heart her compassion for thee, and let my eyes weep for thy sorrows, caused by my sinful life. Call me back from the darkness to my Father's house, give me a new heart and a place at thy side in the banquet thou hast prepared for me. Amen. Hail, Mary, my joy, my glory, my heart and my soul. Thou art all mine through thy mercy, and I am all thine. But I am not thine completely enough. Destroy in me all that may be displeasing to God. Place and cultivate in me everything that is pleasing to thee. Amen. Memorer to Our Lady of the Precious Blood. Remember, O Lady of the Precious Blood, the sorrowful sheddings of the blood of thy Jesus and the most bitter tears thou didst mingle with his redeeming blood. In the name of the blood of the victim of reparation and of thy holy tears. In the name of the seven swords which pierced thy heart, by which thou didst become the mediatrix of all graces for the human race and the queen of martyrs, have pity on my soul and on all its miseries. Have pity on sinners and on the innocent souls they seek to pervert. Have pity on the poor, the sick, the infirm, on all their sufferings, both physical and moral. have pity on the agonizing, especially upon those who, except for thine intercession, would leave this world without being purified in the blood of the Lamb. It is by the blood of thy dying Son, by his inexpressible sufferings, by his last plea to his Father in favor of mankind, by his ignominious death and by the perpetuation of his sacrifice on Catholic altars, that I beg thee not to reject my supplications, but graciously to hear them. Amen. Our Lady, help of Christians, most holy and immaculate Virgin, help of Christians, we place ourselves under your motherly protection. Throughout the Church's history you have helped Christians in times of trial, temptation and danger. Time and time again, you have proven to be the refuge of sinners, the hope of the hopeless, the consoler of the afflicted, and the comforter of the dying. We promise to be faithful disciples of Jesus Christ, your Son, to proclaim his good news of God's love for all people, and to work for peace and justice in our world. With faith in your intercession, we pray for the Church, for our family and friends, for the poor and abandoned, and all the dying. Grant, O Mary, help of Christians, the graces in which we stand in need. Mention your intentions, may we serve Jesus with fidelity and love until death. Help us and our loved ones to attain the boundless joy of being forever with our Father in heaven. Amen. Receive me under your protection, O Mother of Mercies, most holy and immaculate Virgin Mary, my Mother. I, the most miserable of all sinners, have recourse to you today, the Mother of my Lord. I venerate you, O Great Queen, and thank you for all the graces you have obtained for me, especially for having delivered me from hell, which I have so often deserved. I love you, O my very kind Sovereign, and for your love, I commit myself to serve you forever, and turn all my efforts to make you loved by others too. I place all my hopes and all my salvation in you. Accept me as your servant, and receive me under your protection, O Mother of Mercies. And since you are so powerful over God, deliver me from all temptations or obtain for me the strength to conquer them until death. O my Mother, by the love that you have for God, I pray that you will always assist me, but most of all at the last moment of my life. Do not abandon me until you see me safe in heaven, occupied to bless you and to sing your mercies for all eternity. This is my hope. Hail, Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Mary Immaculate, O Mary Immaculate, Virgin so fair, Mother of our Savior, please hear my prayer, intercede, dearest Mother, to your heavenly Son. Tell him I am truly sorry for all the wrongs I have done. Ask him to guide me by the gifts of the Holy Spirit in all of my deeds and way, so that I may give him glory, honor and praise at the end of my days. Amen. Litany to Mary, Queen of the Family. There are so many families in desperate need. They require your protection. They need your guidance. Mary, Queen of Families, we implore you. There are so many families who have become lax in their faith and even entangled in error. They need your clarity and security. They need your courage and strong faith. Mary, Queen of Families, we implore you. There are so many families who lack spiritual and material possessions. They need your help. They need your intercession. Mary, Queen of Families, we implore you. There are so many families who have become too weak in order to resist temptations. They need your strength. They need your purity. Mary, Queen of Families, we implore you. There are so many families who experience difficulties in educating their children. They need your motherly love. They need your educative hand. Mary, Queen of Families, we implore you. There are so many families torn apart through a loss of true love. They need your goodness. They need your loving understanding. Mary, Queen of Families, we implore you. Prayer to Mary, Queen of Heaven and Earth. O Mary, may the souls who suffer cruel torments in purgatory, purified by the ardor of the flames, be the object of your compassion. O Mary, open spring which cleanses our faults, reconciler of sinners, reach out to those who pray you and implore your assistance in purgatory. O Mary, intercede for our deceased. They await patiently the end of their suffering when they will see you and taste eternal joys. O Mary, model of the just, guide of the faithful, salvation of those who hope in you, help us to pray ardently for the souls of the deceased and touch the heart of your divine Son. O Mary, by the merits you have gained, give the dead true life, obtain mercy for them, and be the way which leads to your Son Jesus and to eternal rest. Amen. Prayer before the Rosary. Queen of the Holy Rosary, you have deigned to come to Fatima and Medjugorje, to reveal to the three shepherd children and six visionaries, the treasures of grace hidden in the Rosary. Inspire my heart with a sincere love of this devotion, in order that by meditating on the mysteries of our redemption which are recalled in it, I may obtain peace for the world, the conversion of sinners, and the favor which I ask of you in this rosary. Mention your request. I ask it for the greater glory of God, for your own honor, and for the good of souls, especially for my own. Amen. Prayer after the Rosary. O God, whose only begotten Son, by his life, death and resurrection, has purchased for us the rewards of eternal life. Grant, we beseech thee, that, meditating upon these mysteries of the Most Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we may imitate what they contain and obtain what they promise, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Novena to the Assumption of the Virgin Mary. Mary, Queen assumed into heaven, I rejoice that after years of heroic martyrdom on earth, you have at last been taken to the throne prepared for you in heaven by the Holy Trinity. Lift my heart with you in the glory of your assumption above the dreadful touch of sin and impurity. Teach me how small earth becomes when viewed from heaven. Make me realize that death is the triumphant gate through which I shall pass to your Son, and that someday my body shall rejoin my soul in the unending bliss of heaven. From this earth, over which I tread as a pilgrim, I look to you for help. I ask for this favor, mention your request. When my hour of death has come, lead me safely to the presence of Jesus to enjoy the vision of my God for all eternity together with you. Amen. Irish Litany of Mary. Great Mary, greatest of Marys, greatest of women, mother of eternal glory, mother of the golden light, honor of the sky, temple of the divinity, fountain of the garden, serene as the moon, bright as the sun, garden enclosed, temple of the living God, light of Nazareth, beauty of the world, queen of life, ladder of heaven, mother of God, pray for us. Amen. Prayer in honor of Mary, mother of God. Hail, Mary, mother of God, venerable treasure of the whole universe, lamp that is never extinguished, crown of virginity, support of the true faith, indestructible temple, dwelling of him whom no place can contain, O Mother and Virgin. Through you all the holy Gospels call bless the one whom comes in the name of the Lord. Hail, Mother of God! You enclosed under your heart the infinite God whom no space can contain. Through you the Most Holy Trinity is adored and glorified, the priceless cross is venerated throughout the universe. Through you the heavens rejoice, and the angels and archangels are filled with gladness. Through you the demons are banished, and the tempter fell from heaven. Through you the fallen human race is admitted to heaven. Hail, Mother of God! through you kings rule, and the only begotten Son of God has become a star of light to those who were sitting in darkness and in the shadow of death. Amen. An act of consecration to the Blessed Virgin for infants at time of baptism. O Blessed Mary, our Mother, when the Son of God decided to take upon himself our human life in order that we might share in his divine life, he did not wish to come to us without your free cooperation. He deliberately willed to have need of you. Look down today from heaven upon little name of infant. She has received from her parents the life of man, and now by the holy sacrament of baptism, she has been given a life, which is infinitely superior, the very life of God. We know that just as God is her Father and our Father, you are, in regard to her spiritual life, her mother and our mother. We confide this child to you. Show yourself her mother. Watch over her education. Nourish her with the life of grace. Make her progress in her Christian life just as her human parents aid her to progress in her physical, as well as her spiritual life. Protect the precious life which she has just received. Be for her a real mother to guard her in your arms when the devil seeks to destroy her spiritual life, as you did for your Son, Jesus Christ. May she love you as Jesus loved you. For our love for you is nothing other than a participation in your Son's love for you. In the name of this child, name of infant, we wish today to offer this, her first prayer, to her Heavenly Mother. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Composed by F.R. Noelle Meyer, S.M. and adapted by W. Cole, S.M. A Spiritual Communion with Mary, O Immaculate Queen of Heaven and Earth, Mother of God and Mediatrix of every grace, I believe that thy dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, is truly, really and substantially contained in the most blessed sacrament. I love him above all things and I long to receive him into my heart. Since I cannot now receive him sacramentally, be so good as to place him spiritually in my soul. O my Jesus, I embrace thee as one who has already come, and I unite myself entirely to thee. Never permit me to be separated from thee. Amen. Prayer to Our Lady, Mother of Mercy, Blessed Virgin Mary, who can worthily repay you with praise and thanks for having rescued a fallen world by your generous consent. Receive our gratitude, and by your prayers obtain the pardon of our sins. Take our prayers into the sanctuary of heaven and enable them to make our peace with God. Holy Mary, help the miserable, strengthen the discouraged, comfort the sorrowful, pray for your people, plead for the clergy, intercede for all women consecrated to God. May all who venerate you feel now your help and protection. Be ready to help us when we pray, and bring back to us the answers to our prayers. Make it your continual concern to pray for the people of God, for you were blessed by God and were made worthy to bear the Redeemer of the world, who lives and reigns forever. Amen. Saint Augustine of Hippo, dedication to Mary, Mother of God. O Mary, Mother of God and our Mother, we offer ourselves to your loving care. Today we choose you as our Mother, guide and friend. May we always be faithful to you, and desire, say and do only what is pleasing to you. O most tender and loving Mother, we beg you through the goodness of our Lord Jesus Christ, your divine Son, to keep us especially dear to you and to obtain for us the strength to lead a holy life, a life of goodness, purity and love, offered to God in thanksgiving and praise. Be present with us at all times, O Blessed Virgin Mary, and especially at the hour of our death. Then Mary, protect us from the evil one, the enemy of our souls. Guide us safely into the presence of Jesus, the risen Lord, so that we may, with you and all the saints, share his life, happiness and love, forever. Amen. Prayer to Our Lady, Health of the Sick Virgin, Most Holy, Mother of the Word Incarnate, Treasurer of Graces, and Refuge of Sinners, I fly to your motherly affection with lively faith, and I beg of you the grace ever to do the will of God. Into your most holy hands I commit the keeping of my heart, asking you for health of soul and body, in the certain hope that you, my most loving mother, will hear my prayer. Into the bosom of your tender mercy, this day, every day of my life, and at the hour of my death, I commend my soul and body. To you I entrust all my hopes and consolations, all my trials and miseries, my life and the end of my life, that all my actions may be ordered and disposed according to your will and that of your divine Son. Amen. O Blessed Virgin Mary, O Blessed Virgin Mary, who can worthily repay thee thy just dues of praise and thanksgiving, thou who by the wondrous ascent of thy will didst rescue a fallen world. What songs of praise can our weak human nature recite in thy honor, since it is by thy intervention alone that it has found the way to restoration? Accept, then, such poor thanks as we have here to offer, though they be unequal to thy merits. And, receiving our vows, obtain by thy prayers the remission of our offenses. Carry thou our prayers within the sanctuary of the heavenly audience, and bring forth from it the antidote of our reconciliation. May the sins we bring before Almighty God through thee, become pardonable through thee. May what we ask for with sure confidence, through thee be granted. Take our offering, grant us our requests, obtain pardon for what we fear, for thou art the sole hope of sinners. Through thee we hope for the remission of our sins, and in thee, O Blessed Lady, is our hope of reward. Holy Mary, succor the miserable, help the faint-hearted, comfort the sorrowful, pray for thy people, plead for the clergy, intercede for all women consecrated to God. May all who keep thy holy commemoration feel now thy help and protection. Be thou ever ready to assist us when we pray, and bring back to us the answers to our prayers. Make it thy continual care to pray for the people of God, thou who, blessed by God, didst merit to bear the Redeemer of the world, who liveth and reigneth, world without end. Amen. Prayer to Mary Immaculate. Do you walk across the shards and rubble, O Mary my Mother, seeing the dark that man will do in the Father's name, listening to the grieving voices adding heat to the flame that seems to be a never-ending pyre of hate for one another, and shed tears for all those who will not listen to your Son, and shed tears for those who die, one by one, Cain's endless slaughter of his brother? Holy Mother of God, Immaculate and true, you who listen to our cries and pleas of desperation, you who work to aid in the darkest situation, you, whose heart reaches out endlessly anew, forgive us for the tears we in our anger have caused. May your prayers lead us, our anger paused, to that place your Son will show us what to do. Amen. Prayer for our family. O Mary, loving Mother of Jesus, and our Mother, pray to Jesus for our family, for all the families of the world, to guard the cradle of the newborn, the schools of the young, and their vocations. Blessed Saint Joseph, Holy Guardian of Jesus and Mary, assist us by your prayers in all the necessities of life. Ask of Jesus that special grace which he granted to you, to watch over our home at the pillow of the sick and dying, so that with Mary and you, heaven may find our family unbroken in the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Amen. A prayer to our beloved Mother. Beloved Mother, I come to you with prayers for healing of mind, body and spirit. I ask you to hear my special concern and to place my needs before your Son who you nurtured and cared for with all your heart. Help me to release all fears and doubts that cause me anxiety and bring me peace and comfort through your blessed intercession. Let me be receptive of God's will and help me to learn compassion through my suffering. Teach me to love others as brothers and sisters in Christ. Give me the strength and understanding to forgive and to receive others' forgiveness. Blessed Mother, help me to grow closer to your Son in everything I do. Renew my spirit and restore my soul through your intercession. I seek your guidance and protection, remembering these words, "Create a pure heart in me, O God, and put a new and loyal spirit in me." All this I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Mary, Mother of Jesus, Mary, Mother of Jesus, give me your heart so beautiful, so pure, so immaculate, that I may be able to receive Jesus in the bread of life, love him as you loved him, and serve him as you served him in the distressing disguise of the poorest of the poor. Amen. Prayer in honor of the Immaculate Conception at. This is the rod in which was neither knot of original sin, nor rind of actual guilt. V. In thy conception, O Virgin, thou wast immaculate. R. Pray for us to the Father, whose Son thou didst bring forth. O God, who by the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary, didst prepare a worthy dwelling place for thy Son, we beseech thee that, as by the foreseen death of this, thy Son, thou didst preserve her from all stain, so too thou wouldst permit us, purified through her intercession, to come unto thee. Through the same Lord Jesus Christ, thy Son, who livest and reignest with thee in the unity of the Holy Ghost, God, world without end. Amen. Hail most gracious Mother of Mercy, hail, most gracious Mother of Mercy. Hail, Mary for whom we fondly yearn and through whom we obtain forgiveness. Who would not love thee? Thou art our light in uncertainty, our comfort in sorrow, our consolation in trial and our refuge from every danger and temptation. Thou art our sure hope of salvation, second only to thine only begotten Son. Happy are they who love thee, our Lady. I beg of thee, listen graciously to the prayers of this thy servant, a miserable sinner. Scatter the darkness of my sins by the bright beams of thy holiness so that I may be pleasing in thy sight. Amen. Healing prayer. Beloved Mother, I come to you with prayers for healing of mind, body and spirit. I ask you to hear my special concern state petition and to place my needs before your Son who you nurtured and cared for with all your heart. Help me to release all fears and doubts that cause me anxiety and bring me peace and comfort through your blessed intercession. Let me be receptive of God's will and help me to learn compassion through my suffering. Teach me to love others as brothers and sisters in Christ. Give me the strength and understanding to forgive and to receive others' forgiveness. Blessed Mother, help me to grow closer to your Son in everything I do. Renew my spirit and restore my soul through your intercession. I seek your guidance and protection, remembering these words, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." PS 51-10. All this I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Prayer to Jesus and Mary for the holy souls. Most loving Jesus, I humbly beseech thee that thou wouldst thyself offer to thine eternal Father, on behalf of the holy souls in purgatory, thy most precious blood, which poured forth from the sacred wounds of thine adorable body, together with thine agony and death. And do thou likewise, O sorrowful Virgin Mary, present unto the Heavenly Father, together with the dolorous passion of thy dear Son, thine own sighs and tears, and all the sorrows thou didst suffer in his suffering, in order that, through the merits of the same, refreshment may be granted to the souls now suffering in the fiery torments of purgatory, so that, being delivered from that painful prison, they may be clothed with glory in heaven, there to sing the mercies of God forever and ever. Amen. Absolve, O Lord, the souls of all the faithful departed from every bond of sin, that by thy gracious assistance they may deserve to escape the judgment of vengeance and enjoy the blessedness of everlasting light. Amen. Prayer to Mary for vocations. O Mary, Virgin of the Word made flesh in your womb, help us to be open to the Word of the Lord, so that, having been welcomed and meditated upon, it may grow in our hearts. Help us to live, like you, the Beatitudes of believers and to dedicate ourselves with unceasing charity to evangelizing all those who seek your Son. Grant that we may serve every person, becoming servants of the word we have heard, so that remaining faithful to it we may find our happiness in living it. Amen. Good night to our blessed mother. Night is falling, dear mother, the long day is over. And before thy loved image I am kneeling once more to thank thee for keeping me safe through the day, to ask thee this night to keep evil away. Many times have I fallen today, mother dear, many graces neglected, since last I knelt here. Wilt thou not in pity, my own mother mild, ask Jesus to pardon the sins of thy child? I am going to rest, for the day's work is done, its hours and its moments have passed one by one. And the God who will judge me has noted them all, he has numbered each grace, he has counted each fall. In his book they are written against the last day, O Mother, ask Jesus to wash them away. For one drop of his blood which for sinners was spilled, is sufficient to cleanse the whole world of its guilt. And if ere the dawn I should draw my last breath and the sleep that I take be the long sleep of death, be near me, dear Mother, for dear Jesus' sake, when my soul on eternity's shore shall awake. Amen. Mary, Queen of Missions. Holy Mary, our Mother, today, each day and in our last hour, we entrust ourselves entirely to your loving and singular care. We place in your hands our entire hope and happiness, our every anxiety and difficulty, our whole lives. May our every endeavor be directed and guided according to the will of your Son, which is your wish, by the aid of your prayer and special favor with God. Amen. Mary, in prayer for the Easter season. Queen of Heaven, rejoice, alleluia, for he whom you were worthy to bear, alleluia, has risen, as he foretold, alleluia. Pray for us to God, alleluia. Rejoice and be glad, O Virgin Mary, alleluia. For the Lord has indeed risen, alleluia. God our Father, you give joy to the world by the resurrection of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Through the prayers of his mother, the Virgin Mary, bring us to the happiness of eternal life. We ask this through Christ, our Lord. Amen. Prayer to Mary for a good mind. O Mary, my mother, I offer you my soul, my mind, and my heart. Make of me God's instrument. Give me a penetrating mind to discover, firm to judge, open to understand, free to serve the truth. An honest mind in telling what it sees rather than what it wants to see. A tolerant mind which does not dictate to other people, but which explains what it sees clearly. A mind infused by the light and the truth of your Son Jesus, patient in faith, while waiting for the vision of eternal life. Amen. Mary, Queen of the Universe, Immaculate Mother, I give you all the sufferings of my life for the appeasement of divine justice and the salvation of souls. Please hold and protect my loved ones and me in your Immaculate Heart. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit. Come. Come by the most powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your most well-beloved spouse. Prayer asking for Mary's intercession. Holy Virgin Mary, there is no one like thee born in the world among women, daughter and handmaid of the Most High King. the Heavenly Father, Mother of our Most Holy Lord Jesus Christ, Spouse of the Holy Spirit, pray for us with Saint Michael the Archangel and all the powers of heaven and all the saints before thy most holy and beloved Son, the Lord and Master. Glory to the Father and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Prayer to the Blessed Virgin, O Most Holy, Most Amiable and Most Glorious Virgin, Mother of God, Mistress and Advocate to whom we are all vowed and consecrated, making it our glory to belong to Thee as children, servants and slaves for time and eternity, behold, with common accord, we throw ourselves at Thy feet to renew our vows of fidelity and servitude to Thee and to pray Thee that as we belong entirely to Thee, Thou wouldst offer, dedicate, consecrate and immolate to the Sacred Heart of our adorable Jesus, ourselves and all that we are, all that we shall do and suffer, without reserving anything for ourselves. We wish to have no other liberty except that of loving Him, no other glory except that of belonging to Him as slaves and victims of His pure love, no other will or power but that of pleasing Him and contenting Him in everything, even at the price of our lives. And since Thou hast all power over the amiable heart of Thy Divine Son, grant, O most charitable Mother, that he may receive and accept this consecration which we make today in Thy presence, and through Thy mediation, with the protestations of our fidelity, relying on His grace and Thy help, which we beg Thee not to refuse us. O, our sweet hope, make us feel Thy power over the amiable heart of Jesus, and use Thy influence on our behalf to lodge us there always. Pray Him to exercise His sovereign empire over our souls, making His love reign in our hearts, in order that He may consume us and transform us entirely into Himself. May He be our Father, our Spouse, our Protection, our Treasure, our Delight, our Love and our All in all things. May He destroy and annihilate in us all that is of ourselves and put in place of it all that is of Himself, in order that we may be able to be pleasing to Him. May He be the support of our powerlessness, the strength of our weakness, the joy of all our sadness. O Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary, repair all our failings, supply for all that is wanting to us, burn our hearts in your holy ardors. Consume all our coldness and cowardice in loving and serving you, since we wish to make all our holiness and happiness consist in living and dying in the state of slaves of the adorable heart of Jesus, and servants of His Holy Mother. Amen. Prayer to Mary, Queen of Apostles, Immaculate Mother of God, Queen of the Apostles, we know that God's commandment of love and our vocation to follow Jesus Christ impels us to cooperate in the mission of the Church. Realizing our own weakness, we entrust the renewal of our personal lives and our apostolate to your intercession. We are confident that through God's mercy and the infinite merits of Jesus Christ, you, who are our Mother, will obtain the strength of the Holy Spirit as you obtained it for the community of the apostles gathered in the upper room. Therefore, relying on your maternal intercession, we resolve from this moment to devote our talents, learning, material resources, our health, sickness and trials, and every gift of nature and grace, for the greater glory of God and the salvation of all. We wish to carry on those activities which especially promote the Catholic apostolate for the revival of faith and love of the people of God and so bring all men and women into the faith of Jesus Christ. And if a time should come when we have nothing more to offer serviceable to this end, we will never cease to pray that there will be one fold and one shepherd Jesus Christ. In this way, we hope to enjoy the results of the apostolate of Jesus Christ for all eternity. Amen. Prayer to Our Lady, Help of Christians, Most Holy and Immaculate Virgin, Help of Christians, we place ourselves under your motherly protection. Throughout the Church's history, you have helped Christians in times of trial, temptation, and danger. Time and time again, you have proven to be the refuge of sinners, the hope of the hopeless, the consoler of the afflicted, and the comforter of the dying. We promise to be faithful disciples of Jesus Christ, your Son, to proclaim his good news of God's love for all people, and to work for peace and justice in our world. With faith in your intercession, we pray for the Church, for our family and friends, for the poor and abandoned, and all the dying. Grant, O Mary, help of Christians, the graces in which we stand in need. Mention your intentions, may we serve Jesus with fidelity and love until death. Help us and our loved ones to attain the boundless joy of being forever with our Father in heaven. Amen. Mary, help of Christians, pray for us. Prayer for peace to Mary, the light of hope. Immaculate Heart of Mary, help us to conquer the menace of evil, which so easily takes root in the hearts of the people of today, and whose immeasurable effects already weigh down upon our modern world and seem to block the paths toward the future. From famine and war, deliver us. From nuclear war, from incalculable self-destruction, from every kind of war, deliver us. From sins against human life from its very beginning, deliver us. From hatred and from the demeaning of the dignity of the children of God, deliver us. From readiness to trample on the commandments of God, deliver us. From the loss of awareness of good and evil, deliver us. From sins against the Holy Spirit, deliver us. Accept, O Mother of Christ, this cry laden with the sufferings of all individual human beings, laden with the sufferings of whole societies. Help us with the power of the Holy Spirit conquer all sin, individual sin and the sin of the world, sin in all its manifestations. Let there be revealed once more in the history of the world the infinite saving power of the redemption, the power of the merciful love. May it put a stop to evil. May it transform consciences. May your Immaculate Heart reveal for all the light of hope. Amen. Pope John Paul II prayer for the Immaculate Queen of Peace, Most Holy and Immaculate Virgin, Mother of Jesus and our loving Mother, being his mother, you shared in his universal kingship. The prophets and angels proclaimed him King of Peace. With loving fervor in our hearts we salute and honor you as Queen of Peace. We pray that your intercession may protect us and all people from hatred and discord, and direct our hearts into the ways of peace and justice which your Son, which taught and exemplified. We ask your maternal care for our Holy Father who works to reconcile the nations in peace. We seek your guidance for our President and other leaders as they strive for world peace. Glorious Queen of Peace, grant us peace in our hearts, harmony in our families and concord throughout the world. Immaculate Mother, as Patroness of our beloved country, watch over us and protect us with your motherly love. Amen. Prayer of Trust. O Holy Mary, my Mistress, I commend my soul and body unto thy blessed and special trust today and every day, and at the hour of my passing hence. To thee I entrust all my hope and consolation, all my anguish and miseries, my life and the end of my life, that through thy most holy intercession and thy merits, all my actions may be directed and disposed according to thy will and that of thy Son. Amen. Hail, O Mother, hail, Mother most pure. Hail, Virgin renowned. Hail, Queen with stars as a diadem crowned. Above all angels in glory untold, standing next to the King in a vesture of gold. O Mother of Mercy, O Star off the wave, O Hope of the guilty, O Light of the grave, through thee may we come to the haven of rest, and see heaven's King in the courts of the blessed. Amen. A prayer for the dead. O God, the Creator and Redeemer of all the faithful, grant unto the souls of thy departed servants full remission of all their sins, that through the help of our pious supplications they may obtain that pardon, which they have always desired. Thou who livest and reignest world without end. Amen. The eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord. R. And let perpetual light shine upon them, thee may they rest in peace. Amen. A sinner's prayer. O Mary Immaculate, Virgin, so fair mother of our Savior, please hear my prayer, intercede, dearest mother, to your heavenly Son. Tell him I am truly sorry for all the wrongs I have done. Ask him to guide me by the gifts of the Holy Spirit in all of my deeds and way, so that I may give him glory, honor and praise at the end of my days. Amen. Thanksgiving for Mary, our Mother. O Jesus, Divine Master, I thank and bless your most merciful heart for having given us Mary most holy as our Mother, Teacher and Queen. From the cross you placed us all in her hands. You gave her a great heart, much wisdom and immense power. May all mankind know her, pray for her. May all permit themselves to be led by her to you, the Savior of mankind. I place myself in her hands, as you place yourself. With this mother I want to live now, in the hour of my death, and for all eternity. Amen. Consecration prayer to Mary. Hail, White Lily of the ever-peaceful and glorious Trinity. Hail Vermilion Rose, the delight of heaven, of whom the King of Heaven was born, and by whose milk he was nourished. Do thou forever feed our souls by the effusions of your divine influences. Amen. Invocation of the Blessed Virgin in time of temptation. Haste, my mother, run to help me. Mother, haste, do not delay. See from hell the envious serpent comes my troubling soul to slay. Ah! His very look affrights me, and his cruel rage I fear. Whither fly, if he attacks me? See him coming near. Lo! I faint away with terror, for if yet thou dost delay, he will dart at me his venom. Then, alas! I am his prey. Cries and tears have not availed me, spite of all, I see him there. Saints I call till I am weary, still he stands with threatening air. Now his mighty jaws are open, and his forked tongue I see. Ah! He coils to spring upon me. Mother! Hasten, make him flee. Mary. Yes, the name of Mary strikes with dread my cruel foe. Astray he flees, as from the sunbeam swiftly melts the winter's snow. Now he's gone, but do thou ever stay beside me, mother dear. Then the hellish fiend to tempt me nevermore will venture near. Amen. Prayer to Our Lady, assumed in heaven Immaculate Virgin, Mother of Jesus and our Mother, we believe in your triumphant assumption into heaven where the angels and saints acclaim you as Queen. We join them in praising you and bless the Lord who raised you above all creatures. With them we offer you our devotion and love. We are confident that you watch over our daily efforts and needs, and we take comfort from the faith in the coming resurrection. We look to you, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. After this earthly life, show us Jesus, the blessed fruit of your womb, O kind, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. Amen. A prayer taught Our Lady of Mercy. O Mary, our dear Lady of Jasnagora, look graciously upon your children in this troubled and sinful world. Embrace us all in your loving and motherly protection. Protect our youth from godless ways. Assist our dear ones, who have grown old, to prepare for their journey home. Shield our defenseless unborn from the horrors of abortion, and be our strength against all sins. Spare our children from all hatred, discrimination and war. Fill our hearts, our homes and our world with the peace and love, which comes only from your Son whom you so tenderly embrace. O Queen and Mother, be our comfort and strength. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Prayer to Our Lady of the New Advent. O Lady and Mother of the One who was and is to come, Dawn of the New Jerusalem, we earnestly beseech you, bring us by your intercession so to live in love that the Church, the Body of Christ, may stand in this world's darkest fiery icon of the New Jerusalem. We ask you to obtain for us this mercy through Jesus Christ, your Son and Lord, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Prayer to the Immaculate Conception. O God, who by the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary, did prepare a worthy dwelling place for your Son, we beseech you that, as by the foreseen death of this, your Son, you did preserve her from all stain, so too you would permit us, purified through her intercession, to come unto you. Through the same Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, world without end. Amen. A Child's Prayer to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Zero Virgin Mary, my Mother, I give to your Immaculate Heart my body and my soul, my thoughts and my actions. I want to be what you want me to be, and do just what you want me to do. I am not afraid because you are always with me. Help me to love your Son, Jesus, with all my heart and above all things. Take my hand in yours so I can always be with you. Amen. Prayer to Mary. Most Holy Mary, Virgin Mother of God, I am unworthy to be your servant. Yet moved by your motherly care for me and longing to serve you, I choose you this day to be my queen, my advocate, and my mother. I firmly resolve ever to be devoted to you and to do what I can to encourage others to be devoted to you. My loving Mother, through the precious blood of your Son shed for me, I beg you to receive me as your servant forever. Help me in my actions and beg for me the grace never by thought, word, or deed to be displeasing in your sight and that of your most holy Son. Remember me, dearest Mother, and do not abandon me at the hour of death. Amen. Prayer to the Mother of Goodness, Love and Mercy. O Mother of Goodness, Love and Mercy, I immensely love you and offer myself to you. Through your goodness, love and mercy, save me. I want to be yours. I love you endlessly and want you to keep me. From my heart I beseech you, Mother of Goodness, give me your goodness that I may deserve heaven by it. I ask you for your immense love to give me the grace that I may love everybody as you love Jesus Christ. And I ask you for the grace that I may be gracious to you. I offer myself completely to you and want you to be with me at every step. For you are full of grace. Let me never lose God's grace, and if I should, help me. Amen. My prayer to our Mother Mary. Hail and praise be unto thee, Mary, whom God Almighty has exalted above all of his other servants. God has entrusted us unto your care and graciously grants any request that you make of him on our behalf, if it is in accordance with his divine will. Our hearts burn with zeal as we honor you, our Mother. We love you as a child loves a mother, and you love us as mother loves her children. Please guide us, your little ones, to our eternal and almighty Father God through our prayers and through your love for us. Many in this world may slander and degrade you while still claiming to exalt God. Please forgive them and pray for them, for they may dishearten your devoted children. May we be made worthy of the promises of Christ through your prayers. You love us so freely and we are so unworthy of it. You love us because God and Christ loved us first. Mary, Mother, I love you. Amen. Mary's song of praise. My heart praises the Lord, my soul is glad because of God my Savior, for he has remembered me, his lowly servant. From now on all people will call me happy, because of the great things the mighty God has done for me. His name is holy. From one generation to another he shows mercy to those who honor him. He has stretched out his mighty arm and scattered the proud with all their plans. He has brought down mighty kings from their thrones, and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and sent the rich away with empty hands. He has kept the promise he made to our ancestors, and has come to the help of his servant Israel. He has remembered to show mercy to Abraham and to all his descendants forever. Luke 1:46-55.